Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's how we win. It's how we make a difference. And I think that's a goal, right? To make a difference. At least it is for me. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. And don't forget, seriously, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made a way for us to make a few bucks. Okay? And it's that simple. You believe in capitalism, right? Twitter, Facebook, places like that. They've made it almost impossible for guys like me to make a few dollars. They funnel you down. They don't allow you to get the traction that we used to get. Yes, and they're still doing it. No question about it. So if you head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, I'm telling you, you will be happier than happy than happy. Seriously. You're going to save 30 to 70%. Mother's Day is around the corner. And there's no reason in the world. For a second, you shouldn't take a look. Take a peruse. Look at the slippers. Look at the pillows, sheets, pillowcases, towels. There's all kinds of things going on there. I mean, doggy bed. Well, not a Mother's Day. You don't want to get a doggy bed for anybody. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, really, seriously, right? Check it out. Use promo code Joe. You'll save 30 to 70%, and you help support the show and other conservative causes. All right. There's a student that was, she's anti-Israel, okay? They were out protesting, probably doing some things they shouldn't have been doing. I mean, one thing when you protest and you do it properly and, you're not being violent or anything else, there's no reason for them to stop you, right? Now, on Thursday, though, at Columbia University, they were having a field day over there. She was suspended by Columbia University in New York City for organizing a pro-Hamas occupation on campus grounds. Among the arrested from Barnard College, which is connected to Columbia, was Representative Omar's angry black girl daughter. Her words, not mine. That's what she calls herself online. Now, Barnard student Miriam Iqbal was also arrested and now seems shocked that there are consequences for her behavior. That's the problem with a lot of them. Right? Consequences are something they don't know about. And they don't care to have. They think that they should be allowed to do just about anything they want to do and not have any repercussion for it. Why? because they have a heartbeat. Mommy and Daddy told them all their lives how great they were, how the world revolved around their gray matter. And now they're out in the real world. And now they got to pay for some of the stuff that they're doing wrong. Wow, that's terrible. Anyway, she took to social media to complain that there are real-world consequences for real-world actions. Oh, bye. Her first tweet was, just got out of jail after Columbia called NYPD to mass arrest 100-plus students. I've been suspended and evicted from housing by Barnard. This has only strengthened my commitment to movement for Palestinian liberation, and I promise to continue to fight for divestment. Wow. Wow. See? See, it made her mad that she actually had to pay for something she did. She continued on. It's 2 a.m. I was forced to stand outside the Barnard gates for an entire hour. Oh, my. Sorry. Waiting for someone to let me in. Well, Barnard Public Safety told me they're going above and beyond by even considering allowing me in to my own room. Well, not really anymore, right? For 15 minutes. Now, here's part of the problem. These youngins and others, they sign agreements. It's not a matter of my room and let me. They sign agreements to behave a certain way, to follow certain rules. But I've been saying this for a long time. Because in California, you know, some of the way they do things with employees, it doesn't matter that they sign an agreement to act a certain way at work or do whatever. When they get in front of the employment people, when they get fired or what have you, yeah, it's always a fight. But Your Honor, she signed, we don't care. Right? They just don't care. Same thing here. They have been taught that their signature means nothing. Their word means nothing. The agreements they make mean nothing. Anyway. She got a note. Dear student, I'm writing to follow up on the notice of interim suspension you received earlier today from my office. As detailed in that notice, your BCCUID has been deactivated. You'll not have access to the resident halls, dining facilities, classrooms, or any other part of the campus. If you need to come to retrieve any of your belongings from your resident hall, please go to CARES, C-A-R-E-S, located on the first floor of the Elliott Hall. A CARES responder will escort you to your room, and you'll have 15 minutes to gather what you need. See, she did have an agreement in place. She did agree to act a certain way. Let's see if Sonia agrees with me. She'll be with me after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Oh, there we go. Now we're back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know the drill. You're probably singing along with me as I say it now. But, you know, I repeat it because you're not doing it. You know, I'm that little pain in the butt. So don't. All you got to do is step up and do it. You do it, we don't have a problem, right? Pick something it is that you're close to, that pulls at your heartstrings. Education, water, city council, whatever it is. And get involved in it. Do something to make a change. Seriously. All right. Let me bring her in. My co-host on Fridays, Sony Schmidt, joins me. What are you laughing at? Why are you laughing at me?
Because I'm getting double. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I can't hold on. It's radio.
Okay, all right. You know why? I had you on my computer.
Yeah.
Listening for my cue, and the sound was on that. Oh, this is inside baseball,
you know,
people.
We gotta send you to technology class.
No. I'm just trying to be on time and be ready, and you're gonna condemn me for that. That's okay. Yeah,
well, that's the way I roll.
That's the way you roll. I see how you do.
Yeah.
Who's they?
Hey, listen. They've been getting the weather on California all this time, so I'm part of them.
All right. No, I had two Joe Messina shows on. That's what was happening. Trust me, believe it.
I don't care who you are. It's scary. Mm-hmm. Anyway, where was I?
I was talking
about the young lady that was at the pro-Palestinian, I guess pro-Hamas, pro-killer event there at Columbia University, and they locked her out of her room. She got arrested, so they locked her out of her room. She's on suspension, all this other fun stuff. She can't figure out why, though.
Well, you know? I can't even understand why she was arrested. Why was she arrested? Just because she had what we would think is a pretty negative point of view. Why was she arrested?
No, first of all, you still have to get permission on these college campuses to have a rally of some kind.
Oh, so she broke that rule.
Pretty much. And then the other thing with some of the hate speech, as they call it, you know, that always scares me, the word hate, whether you're for this or against this, it always scares me, too, when you have people screaming about hate speech. I want to know what that means, what it is, right?
And it always depends on who's claiming the hate, and that's a very scary thing. Mm-hmm. It's a very scary thing for us, a road for us to go down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious. Why, I mean, I get why she was locked out of her room and all that if she was if she broke campus rules. But again, I'm a person who just doesn't. I believe that people get to have their First Amendment rights, no matter how ugly and stupid they are. And when we were young, we said a lot of dumb things. And I know one of the girls that you were talking about was Ilhan Omar's daughter.
Yeah.
I don't think this is So she's been learning this her whole life. This is who she is. So she wants to promote her point of view. That's what colleges used to be about. You used to be able to hear a plethora of ideas, and you get to argue them and speak out about yours and have reasoning and all that. I'm not mad at people for being able to speak their point of view. Now, she broke some sort of college rules by doing that, and she doesn't understand why she's getting,
But the line that would draw in free speech, and I think you do too, is when you're talking about violence against a certain group, when you're talking about a group that shouldn't exist, in that light, I think that draws the line. I really do.
I don't know that it does. I think it's so ugly that it needs to see it. And please tell me if I'm wrong, everybody who's listening in. I don't think you stifle speech. You don't yell fire in a theater. But if you want to say I'm a hateful person and I think black people should die, Jews should die, I want to hear your point of view because I want to know who to fight, who to steer clear from. I think in the Bible it says you got to know your enemy. And I don't know my enemy if I'm demanding that they shut up. So I want to hear what they have to say. But that's just me. I remember when I was young and the Klan were coming to, God, where were they? They were coming to some state. They were going to do a march. And there were a bunch of, I think they were liberals at the time. And they were going, no, they don't have a right to be here. They can't be here. And it was a big mess. And I felt jilted out of hearing what they had to say because I wanted to know well, where the Klan now, as opposed to where the Klan was in the, you know, the in the South after during the during slavery and antebellum South. I want to know who they are. So I feel like I'm getting cut out of my education of who people are and what their theories are, what their plan is. If we say no, they don't get to speak just because I vehemently disagree with what they're saying.
Well, okay, but I disagree with you at one point, and that is when you start calling for the annihilation of a certain group. I don't care what the group is, Italian, Jewish, Black, whatever. Okay, because you're now encouraging other people to do that. There are another nut jobs out there that you know as well as I do from doing this for a long time. That you will trigger somebody to go do it. Well, so-and-so said, and I agree with so-and-so, and what have you. Telling me that you hate well, no, because you've already heard that up to that point.
Well,
you couldn't hear a whole speech and never hear anything about hate for a group, and then all of a sudden jump into, we need to wipe them out.
See, now, I didn't hear her speech, but I will say that that's the same argument the liberals are making about the Donald Trump speech, which he January 6th, which he said nothing of the sort.
But she
What did she say?
I don't want to conflate the two. When she talks about the annihilation of Israel, I don't have her exact words here on the screen, but
well,
when you talk that Israel
but
Israel doesn't deserve to exist. They're a bunch of dogs and will never have peace till every Jew is gone on the planet.
Said that. Did she say that? She said.
She didn't say those exact words, but those.
Well, I want to know what her. That's the point I'm making. I want to know what her words are. I don't want to know what my interpretation of her words are, and I want to be there at that speech so I can have an equal voice of going boo or whatever, or talking to other people, pulling people aside, and talking to them about the relevancy and the of what she's saying. I don't, you know, I'm just weird like that. I don't care if it's the Klan. I don't care, you know, I want to hear it.
We got to go for commercial, but in today's world, it's so easy to trigger somebody to commit to
but they're saying that about Trump. Yeah. They're saying that about the
general. But he didn't use those words.
Of course he didn't. That's what they're saying, though.
We got to go. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up between Joe and Sonia when we return.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Israel carrying out a military strike against Iran. Iranian officials said air defenses intercepted three drones and that there were no reports of a missile attack. Iranian's foreign minister telling CNN that his country will not wait to retaliate. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been snubbed by his own family. The son of the late Robert F. Kennedy, running as an independent for president, but didn't get the endorsement from his relatives. Carrie Kennedy, a daughter of the former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, along with about 13 other Kennedys, joined together to endorse President Joe Biden. All 12 jurors have been selected for the hush money criminal trial involving former President Trump in New York City. The jury made up of 7 men and 5 women. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Vitiva, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how we win. Really that simple. Okay? I mean, seriously. That's how we win. Anyhow, Sonja Schmidt, she is my co-host on Fridays. Always appreciate her time with me. And Sonja, you got a question from the chat room.
Uh-oh.
Yep. The question is, how can they be heard if they keep chasing the media out of these protests?
How can who, like the how anti-Israel
you were
people?
Saying, how are we going to hear what they have to say, right, with these people to know what they're going to say? And the question is, how can they be heard if they keep chasing media out of the protests, right?
Good question. I don't think that they're chasing anything. They don't have to chase because the media pretty much is on their side, and the media picks and chooses what they're going to report and how they're going to report it. So I honestly don't think they're chasing anybody out. What I said to you, we were on our break, and I said one thing that shocked me, and I think you as well, is when this whole October 7th thing happened, and then our American children, our college kids, and so many other people took to the streets en masse, huge numbers. I don't think any of us knew how anti-Semitic these kids had been trained up to be. This isn't the one Ilhan Omar kid. This is thousands of people blocking bridges and chasing Jewish kids in libraries and locking, so that they can't escape. We would not have known that if they weren't allowed to express themselves. If we said, no, you can't do that, we wouldn't. This is just my own personal feeling, is I want to know the nature of the beast. And I can't know the nature of the beast if I'm telling them that they have to shut up. That's the same thing that Google did. It's the same thing that Twitter did. It's the same. You can't censor.
Google's different. Here they have employees.
Right.
Okay, telling them what they can and can't do.
That's systemic.
Okay,
but that is totally systemic, right? It's a business plan. It's a business plan. They were all on the same page. They were saying you can't, you have to block conservatives. You have to block Christians.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Google just fired a bunch of employees.
Oh, no. I'm saying what they did to us during the election.
Oh, yeah.
And I know. I was confronted with the IRS because I spoke at the Tea Party, that one of those first Tea Parties, and I've been targeted ever since. You can't. That's their weaponization. I don't think you shut people up. I think you have to know what they're up to and what they say in order to fight them. As ugly as what they're saying are, and we were saying, Joe, on the break, a lot of these kids didn't, they don't even know what from the river to the sea means. They just thought it was some pretty little thing. It was just like, oh, we're just going to have it open so that they're, no, they don't know what that means. And if we didn't hear them say that in their stupidity, we wouldn't know how to confront that. So that's, I don't think they're blocking the media. I think the media blocks us I think the media blocks us.
Somebody just said a black female reporter from Fox News was told to leave, that she wasn't welcome at the protest, while other media was allowed to stay there, number one. Number two, I think the only difference that you and I have big time is, I don't have a problem with them coming out and, you know, protesting, whatever. You know, remember they protested the war from that time all the way through. I don't have a problem with that. I think you jump the line when you start calling for, just like you talked about the fire in the theater. You can't yell fire in the theater. Well, why not? That's free speech.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem?
Well, here's
when
the thing.
When you call for hurting, but physically hurting people, wiping people out, I think that's the line.
Yes, and again, these kids are so stupid, they don't know what that is, but unless we heard them say that, we can't combat it, we can't talk to them, we can't inform them, and you're all about getting engaged, getting informed. If we don't know that they're saying that, and then we can have those conversations with them, I don't know that we can solve anything by shutting them up. One Fox report, first of all, there's only one conservative, if you want to call Fox, conservative network.
Yeah.
Okay. And if whoever that person was who was asked to leave, if she was worth her weight, she could go to the side and tell and report live what was happening. You know, that should be something that's reported. That's a part of the story that she was asked to leave. That's a good point he brings up. She was asked to leave, but that's one person, as opposed to the myriad of other leftist reporters that are probably there. So she I don't know how to report that. Did you see you're going to get to that story later, but the CNN lady who said that the guy was an active shooter who actually was setting himself on fire?
No, I missed that. I missed that line.
Oh, okay. It was great.
Oh, but, it was perfect how they report stuff, though, isn't it?
Exactly. So I'm saying this woman, this one person of Fox, and there's only one, you know, there's only one network. There's a lot of independent reporters and, you know, citizen reporters who put their lives on the line, and they get out there and report stuff. You know, we're seeing a lot of what's going on the left. It's also helping to build what we believe in, because we are seeing it. Fox isn't the firewall.
No, but I think what you see, again, when you see most reporting from one viewpoint, it's a different thing. And you talk about, you know, we're seeing independent reporting. You're right. At times we are. People will take videos and put them up on that big bad interweb. But again, fact that somebody was willing, or the fact that the college either helped, or the protesters forced that woman out of there. I mean, look, I hear what you're saying, but you know as well as I do, we don't have the reporters of 1960 to put a helmet on and go into Vietnam. I mean, a lot of them go running to the hills when it gets hot.
I don't know. There's a lot of stations, like Conservative Treehouse, Intellectual Frogland. There's a lot of them that I listen to. You got to be careful about who you listen to. You're getting a lot of different news. But if you want to hear news from our perspective, there are a lot of different places that you can go now that there weren't, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can listen to those now. You can find out what's going on. If you're still dependent on the majors, then you're just going to get lied to. You know, you just you can't do that anymore.
Well,
the day of that is over.
Any of them, it's hard to listen to any of them. So you know, there are a few that you can, you know, I won't say read between the lines, but definitely a more centric and putting. I'll tell you, you know, as much as I like Newsmax, one of the unsung or low on the list is OAN. And if you tune into them, yeah, sometimes it tinges me.
I agree with you.
But they are definitely centrist on everything when they're reporting the news, which is fine.
I agree with you. Exactly. You pick and choose, but you have to be, like you say, you have to be engaged. You have to watch it. And for me, like, people go, well, who do you trust? I can't trust anybody. Well, what I do is I listen to people consistently long enough to see who's right the majority of the time. I take their strengths. And I let go of their weaknesses. I see what some people are good at and what some people aren't. Conservative Treehouse happens to be really great at being Johnny on the spot. They're really great at putting boots on the ground. You know, there's just certain places you have to weed out. We have to do more work than the other side will ever have to do. That's just the way it is. It's just like women. We have to... we have to do more work than the other side will... No, I'm just kidding. So
all right, so let's switch on another not a fake news story, but how it's being put out there. You just brought it up a little bit with this this man that got out there and set himself on fire at the Trump.
What is that about?
Right. So he's 37 years old. He's an anarcho-communist, is his words. He's from Florida. Uh-huh. He set himself on fire outside the Trump's hush money trial.
Right.
Now,
no, I'm not going to call it that.
Call it what?
Trump's hush money trial.
No,
I'm like that.
This is okay. The Trump.
It's adopting their line. Okay. I think it's a trial to hush Trump. But okay, go ahead.
Okay, the Trump pole dancer trial. Okay.
No,
he was a pole dancer. What are you talking about?
It's not about. It's to hush him. It's to hush Trump. It's election interference.
Yeah.
It's to keep him off the campaign trail. So that's what I'm going to call it.
So he's been identified as a vehement Trump critic. So if you look
really?
At all his posts and everything, he was a hater of Trump, very much an outward supporter of who? Barack Obama and Bernie Sanders. We'll talk more
about that. They ain't going to report that. All right.
No,
we'll report that
on the other side of the break.
Okay, good.
I'll let you know more about it. Joe Bocini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't worry.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Gio Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And always a pleasure to have my co-host on Friday, Sonia Schmidt, with me, as she is every Friday, as we take on the issues of the day.
Even right? When I disagree with you?
What do I care?
Okay, good.
Listen, maybe you haven't heard me. Some of the emails I get, I tell people, look, you're on a different issue with me, you want to have a honest conversation with me, I'm fine with it. But when you start spewing garbage and the other line and, you know, hating on me,
that's a whole different thing. Don't get personal.
I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that when you're arguing with somebody, they have enough ammunition. You know what I'm saying there?
And I love the comments that you got so far about our conversation.
Yeah.
Not a problem. I ain't scared of them, so keep them coming.
I ain't scared.
I ain't scared.
Unless you're, you know, writing big checks to me every month, I'm not scared. I was trying to find out, to your point, whether the man who set himself on fire was, died or not. And you can't find anything that says he's, in the hospital with, fifth degree burns or.
Or Yeah, earlier today I found articles that said he was taken to the hospital and in critical, what's the term they use? Past critical of like, I forget the term they use, but that's what I found, but that was earlier today, and like you, I cannot find anything that gives this condition. I'm just telling you, I ain't never seen anybody set themselves ablaze. That was a South Central barbecue. I've never seen anything like that. He was serious.
Oh.
He was serious. Yes. I don't even know if he knew he was going to go up like that.
Oh, God.
But that was a huge fire, and I thought that was craziness.
I've got some Joe Biden jokes to tie into him, but I'm not going to do it. It's too early.
If you go online about this story, I had to stop reading the comments because people were making so many jokes. Oh. And I'm like, oh, you know, on one hand, yeah, they're kind of funny, but this guy believed something enough to set himself ablaze like that. I don't know what he used. It was clear that he was deranged, and I don't know who his family is or significant others. And I'm sad when I see people like that because you know how I feel about the mental health issues. And it's just, I don't know that you know what to do. But this guy was so far off that I wish there was somebody that, or I wish he could have gotten some sort of mental health.
Yeah, he apparently, I don't know if you read through the one article that said that, along with being a Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama supporter, he also sued Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation.
He's all over the map, this guy.
Yeah, apparently, from my bits and pieces I've read, he wanted the money back.
For the campaign.
He was a big to the foundation. He gave money to help the Haitians, right?
I can understand that.
And the other thing was that he donated a lot of money to Act Blue. In case some of you don't know, Act Blue is nothing more than a Democrat fund bundler. You know, they take all the money that goes all the Democrats. We need to have an Act Red at some point in time, but anyway. You see what I mean?
So he seemed like a leftist. I don't know that news is going to get out to your texter's point earlier. I don't know that news is going to get out that this guy, because every time it happens and they try to blame it on a Trump supporter and it turns out not to be so true, then the story disappears. But what he doused himself in was an
alcohol-based cleaning accelerant.
That's what they said, but what could that be?
The burn light? I don't know.
I have never seen anything go up like this, depending on what he was wearing, right?
You soak that stuff in there? I can only imagine what it was like, right?
I don't know what it was. I don't know if he wore it already pre-soaked. I don't know if people watched him while he was soaking himself. But I know I've never seen anybody go up like that before.
Wow.
By the time they brought the fire extinguishers in, and apparently there were three of them, they were spraying on a flat surface. They kept saying there was a hand reaching out of it. But and like I said earlier today, they said he was being transported to the hospital. I don't mean the statement to be cruel. But if you burn to that degree, I think you got to let him go. Because if he lives, his life after that is just going to be miserable.
Painful plus. I can't even imagine.
Painful plus.
Right. So, on another note, even more sad.
It's a happy Friday.
Right. So, Joey B. was giving a speech today, as usual, right? He was an incoherent, rambling mess. He was addressing the members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. You know, I'm so happy I'm not part of them anymore. 100 years ago, I was part of them.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, these groups that are supporting him, he's taking work away from them. And why are they
supporting him?
Like Borg drones, they go in there, and they because he's a Democrat, because Borg he's a drones. Union member, because that's what they're told to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he did his normal, he yelled throughout his short speech, right?
Sure, get off my lawn, guy.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Here's one clip. I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway. Take a listen.
What's it take to be an electrician? Is that what you just said? So you get a little bit of training. 4 to 5 years of training to become an electrician. You're the best in the world. That's why it's a real estate. No, I really mean it.
Oh, jeez.
I mean it. You're the best in the world.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Okay.
Let me give you one more where he muttered something.
Well, instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting their products.
Wait, you got to hear that again.
Because I didn't understand any of it.
I think my hearing aid cut out. Hold on.
Well, instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting their products.
Exporting burger products. I understand. We're going to export burger products.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting federal products.
You know what, Joe? Oh, God, it's so scary.
He's got his finger on the button, lady.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody's got their finger on it. We don't know exactly who. Could be Obama. We don't know.
He's the video of him right after he says that. There's a video of him looking around and then shuffling off stage. And my wife brought something to my attention when she saw a couple of videos. She said, watch his hand motion. There's no expression in his hand motion because, I've dealt with people with Alzheimer's. I've dealt with people with dementia. And, they just kind of hang there. They don't really have any kind of expression to them,
Right. They're flatlined in there. So we all know that now.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do we do? Not only what do we do, what have we gotten ourselves into? And I don't mean that none of us with any thought really thinks that this was a legitimate president. But what if they're able to pull the shenanigans off for another 4 years with this guy?
Oh, God. I'm moving to Italy. I know where the crooks are
I'm
there.
Telling you. Know what I'm saying?
I know what they're going to do.
It's very scary.
Well, he tried to do a Trump thing, apparently, yesterday. And it didn't work out to be so Trumpian, okay? So he had the Secret Service stop at a gas station. A busy gas station. And he visited the station in Philadelphia. He wanted to connect with the average American.
Sure.
Now, when Trump goes into these places, right, what do you hear? They're applauding and they're, screaming, we love you.
Oh, and Trump would have bought everybody gas.
Right, oh yeah. And somebody said, I haven't found the clip yet, but somebody said there was a clip of him with somebody and didn't even, one person didn't offer to buy him anything. But, let me see, Biden was on. Okay, later on he gave a speech where he prioritized freedom over democracy. In other words, let's not do democracy, right? And he's saying the quiet. Many feel that now he's starting to say the quiet part out loud, because he doesn't know. He really has no conception of what he's doing, where he's at, and what he's saying.
This would be such a great movie. Years ago, what's his name? Shirley MacLaine's brother. I forget. He's a cute guy. I forget his name. You'd know it if I could think of him. Played in Heaven Can Wait. Anyway, he did a movie where he played a president who accidentally kept telling the truth. It was a great movie. Yeah. That was his thing. He just fell upon the truth. The American people... You know what? It's a precursor to Trump, now that I think about it. What is his name?
Yeah.
But a comedy about a president who is just addled with his brain is fried. He's walking around with no expression, he's not in touch with the American people at all. That is actually a very funny movie. I'm trying to make light of this horrible situation we're in, Joe Biden.
No, we got you. You know what? So, we gotta go. Top of the hour. We'll be back in a minute. More of Joe and Sonia. We're gonna talk about the woman who broke down in court today, in Trump's court. She just,
I love her.
Handle it. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Love it. I saw that.